The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT, it's out back on the fan. Right now we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. Unfortunately, Baldy, for New York football fans, the game days have been anything but delicious. It's been more atrocious. Let's start with the Jets. We talked about them last week with you going into this game. If they had a chance to save their season in Arizona, they got run out of the building. What'd you see from the Jets in Arizona?
Well, I saw one team that really executed well from the very beginning and very just simple execution and a quarterback that was razor hot that they couldn't disrupt at all in Kyler Murray. And, you know, the Jets, outside of that one drive in the third quarter, which they couldn't finish, never was able to really sustain any offense throughout the day. And, you know, anytime you can't find the end zone, it's a miserable day. And so that always falls on the quarterback. And They just have no explosion in their offense. They can't get a big play like simple screen that like Arizona got one to James Conner, 44 yards they score, and a couple plays later they can't get any explosive plays in their offense. Whether it's a long pass or a short pass, long run, they couldn't get any of that against Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, it was repulsive. I mean, it was just an atrocious, yeah, unacceptable effort. And I saw one of your videos, and you detailed the play where Rodgers rolled out a little bit to the right and basically, you know, missed his target in the end zone by a good two feet to the receiver's right. Just an awful throw. And, you know, you said it's a gimme. You got to have that one. Not even a great quarterback. An average quarterback has to make that play. So I wanted to save it for the show. My question is, did he not make that play because his mechanics are a mess, or he's not as quick out of the pocket? Or, like, why didn't he make that throw? It was simple.
I know it was. And, you know, it was from Malachi Corley, who's a rookie who hasn't played a lot. He looked really irritated at the end of the play, like Malachi did something wrong. But I can't put it on any of the receivers. I mean, he's in a dead spot in the zone. Aaron's on the move. Aaron's made that throw. He makes that throw 99 out of 100 times throughout any part of his career. And he's completely, like, there's just no excuse to miss it. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he thought the receiver was just going to stop in the middle there and he was thrown into a dead spot. It didn't look like any receiver for any reason would just come to a stop in the middle right there.
Yeah. Well, he also had miscommunication with Devontae Adams. I think he ran, okay, like, you know, the play that I'm talking about. Like, I mean, yeah, they're not even on the same page.
Look, he targeted Devontae 13 times. He completed 6 passes. He threw to him like he had never seen him before. Honestly, like, these should be simple completions, a lot of them. But most of his completions were for 5 yards or 3 yards. Like, he couldn't get anything down the field on him at all. And that's the disturbing part. I mean, he threw the touchdown pass against Houston on Thursday night to him. You know, it was pretty easy, you know, a fade route to him. He couldn't get any of that. Now, Arizona's defensive backs, you know, Garrett Williams, Max Melton, like, they're pretty good. Starling Thomas, they're pretty good.
But this is supposed to be one of the elite connections in this league, and they couldn't beat any of those young corners down the field.
Is Aaron Rodgers washed up?
Well, he's in such a hurry to get rid of the football. I mean, it's a race to see if he can get out of the ball out of his hands in 2 yards, you know, in 2 seconds right now. Like, he's telling you that he doesn't, A, trust the protection. When he does, he's not making great throws. I mean, he doesn't look like the guy that we're used to seeing or that we want to see. It's just too infrequent right now of great plays from him and plays that quarterbacks are making around this league right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and listen, we'll do some Giant stuff as well, but I think we have to get to the most egregious aspect of the game on Sunday, because to me, when a quarterback makes a mistake like the one we just talked about, Rodgers with Corley in the end zone, generally born out of haste and rushing and trying to make something happen, not that it's completely forgivable, but it happens. Soft Gardner, is now making mistakes because his execution is atrocious and his effort is intermittent. What the heck happened to Gardner? Who is this guy?
I don't know. And DJ Reed, too.
Yes.
I mean, that interference in the end zone and DJ Reed. Well, just, like, we always, as defensive backs, like, you got to play with your feet. Like, you can't panic with the ball in the air in the end zone and run into the guy and think that it's not going to be called. It's always going to be called. Like, they're not making it, either one of them. I mean, there was a time when we thought maybe this was the best tandem of corners in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kyler just showed you that they're nowhere near that. Because Kyler just carved them all up. All right? So whether it was a tight end or Marvin Harrison or Michael Wilson, whoever. But, I mean, Sauce on the goal line, he's got a chance to make a tackle at the goal line. He's not throwing his head in there to make that tackle. Like, either they've lost their confidence or they just don't believe in their ability right now. But they're nowhere near where they once were. And there was a time last year when Sauce was the highest rated corner in this league. He doesn't get interceptions like a lot of guys. But if you're not giving up touchdowns, you can live with that. Now, like, it's completely reversed. And it's a shame because I think they're still both talented players.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing the game right now. They're not playing the game the right way. There's technique that you got to have where you just can't panic with the ball in the air. And both of them are doing that.
Yeah, but just a quick follow-up. I'm sorry, Sal. But like, it's odd for a radio host to ask the question. I get this. But, like, is Gardner just too physically weak to be a good tackler?
Well, we saw him jump on the back of Trey McBride on a crossing route, and he just threw him all right off him. You know? I mean, like, that should be a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't think he's too weak. I've seen him make tackles before. Like, there's just no way any tight end, I don't care if it's Gronkowski, should just be able to just throw you off the back. He's 6'3", he's 200 pounds. There's, like, get him to the ground. Like, that was a big play. It was a third down play.
He went
for 25. It was a huge play right there. Like, get off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, Rex Ryan used to say, I don't care if my corner's tackle. I got 9 other guys to make a tackle. Well, I'm sorry. On third down, make the tackle, get off the field, give your offense a chance.
Boy, Rex would fit right in with those comments, Baldy. Speaking of which, what would you do? Well, I mean, if you like the team that can't tackle, here you go. What would you do if you're the Jets? How do they fix it? Like, who's the guy that they're going to hire? You're blowing this up, I'm assuming, and doing what in the offseason?
Well, I mean, look, Arizona was a dreadful organization. They hired Jonathan Gannon. They're 6-6 in his second year right now with a young roster. They're 6-4 in first place in that division. Like, they've turned it around. Kyler Murray was a guy that everybody said, oh, he doesn't study, he plays video games, blah, blah, blah. Like, the guy's playing, he's not turning it over. He's playing great. Something's happening. He's got two very young coordinators. Nick Rallis is 31 years old, the defensive coordinator. Like, he's hired young coordinators, and they're, I don't know, it looks like they're turning it around to me. So who thought Jonathan Gannon, a defensive guy from Philadelphia, you know, has been around this league a little bit, like, is doing this in Arizona where there isn't a great fan base. They don't spend a lot of money, but they're believing in them. They're playing good, solid football. They put an offensive line together. They run the ball very well. You know, they're doing it with a 5'10" quarterback that said, you know, everybody said he can't win from the pocket. He can't do this. Well, I don't know. I mean, the Jets would take a 6-4 record right now.
Yeah, the problem is,
so there's guys out there. You can do your homework. I mean, there's guys out there.
Yeah,
can coach.
New York's a different animal. You know that in the Jets
have hired
so many times we've seen it fail where they hire these inexperienced first-time head coaches. It just hasn't worked. They try with the experienced quarterback and bringing in all the talent.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked. I mean, they need the Bill Parcells type. Unfortunately, he's not out there, and the one that is, Belichick, is likely not going to come here. They're a freaking mess, as are the Giants. And, I mean, what do you make of this Giants mess? Like, that is as embarrassing a loss. This team has had some bad losses. It doesn't get any worse than that. Losing in Germany to the Carolina Panthers, you're blaming the quarterback or the head coach, a combination. Where are you at with the Giants?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the quarterback is, you know, I mean, you could draw up all the plays you want, and they drew up some good plays, but the quarterback has to play better. We said this many times before. I mean, the interceptions are just killers. I mean, first of all, the second interception, I mean, they're inside the 10-yard line. It's 3rd and 7. Why are they throwing an out route for a yard? Like, we've seen too many coaches for the Giants do this, you know, I mean, since their glory days of 2011. Like, throw the ball to the end zone. You've got the field goal in your back pocket. Like, take the shot to the end zone to Malik Nabers. They ran, you can't simplify it anymore. They ran mirrored routes. I know it looks like Tracy dropped the ball. It wasn't a good throw. It gets intercepted on the out route. But, I mean, honestly, and you can put it on Tracy if you want, but like, take the shot to the end zone. Like, stand in there and make a big-time throw. And, you know, that was a chance to score, take the lead right there. That was, you know, that's on the quarterback. They ran a flea flicker right there, the throwback from Singletary back to Daniel Jones. He's got Wandale Robinson wide open. Just take the throw. It's a touchdown to Wandale.
Yep.
Instead, you sit on, you hold it, and you take a sack. Like, those plays, the quarterback, I'm sorry, you can draw up all the plays you want. You could be Belichick or Parcells. But if your quarterback doesn't see it and doesn't make the play, then, you know, you're punting or you're turning it over, your defense is out there.
No, he's just not good enough. So we all know this. So, to further the conversation, Joe Shane's going to speak in a couple of hours, kind of a State of the Giants address here, and nobody scours film like you. So, you know, I mean, based on the rest of the league, how would you assess the talent level top to bottom that Joe Shane has brought in? Keep in mind, many of the better players are from Gettleman's regime, starting with Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas. So what kind of job has he done for you?
Well, I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau's hurt. Evan Neal played last week, but nobody would think that he was, you know, the seventh pick in the draft by watching him play. You know, when you miss on a pick like that, you overspend in free agency to get Illuminar, who's played well for him.
Mm-hmm.
You overspend for John Runyon, who's played well for them. But that's the problem. If you miss on these draft picks, this is what you're doing. You're going into free agency and you're overspending, or you're giving up assets to go get guys. You know, Deontay Banks, but like, you know, look, he was one of the top corners taken in this draft. Like, what's he doing? What impact is he making right now? I mean, you can go through these draft picks. Tyrone Tracy looks like a really good pick. it's been hit or miss. But honestly, it's not enough good pitch. You had to go overspend for Okereke at middle linebacker because you can't find one. You can't draft one. I don't know. You know, they're missing a lot right now.
Well, Boldy, let me put it this way here. Let's say that you were ownership, right? And you're evaluating everything, all the good, the bad, the injuries, everything. You know, right now, with some games to play, are you absolutely committed to bringing back the GM and the head coach?
I wouldn't be absolutely committed to it. I mean, I like Brian and I like Joe personally, but, you know, this is about getting the team on track. Like, look, they're one of the five worst teams in this league right now. They beat themselves. More games are lost than won every week in this league. And they're losing games because of their own mistakes. And so that's on the coach. Now, you can only do so many things to the quarterback, but it's not all just the quarterback either. So I see effort errors. I see horrible tackling across the board. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the penalties are killers. Pre-snap penalties that they had made, the offsides, those kind of things are on coaching. I know the Mara family is, you know, generally pretty patient, but I don't know, if you're a Giants fan and you're in the 100th anniversary of this proud organization with four Super Bowls, it's hard to say we can win with this going forward. Like, I don't know how you could say that to any good, great fan of the Giants right now.
Inside Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. You know, Baldy, you and I, we don't have a lot in common. Like, you play in the NFL. I didn't. You're big and strong. Yeah. I'm not. You're tough and rich. I am not. But you did do a game with Jerry Recco, and I did as well. Yep. What was that like working that game with Recco in Tampa on Sunday?
Recco's a rock star, man. He's great. He's really great. It was a good game. You know, we were down the field. We saw Brady down the field. We talked to all the coaches and players. He was right there by my side. He was awesome. The game came down to, you know, some missed field goals and some, you know, some big plays or whatever. And he got excited when it was time to get excited, set me up, gave me plenty of room. We had a great time. Jerry was the second game I've done with Jerry. I would do a game anywhere in the world with the guy, man. He was great.
Yeah. Some endorsement right there. Now, Recco's awesome. Great job.
Love to hear that. I was like, wow, look at me. I was an analyst for Jerry. And now we were doing Columbia football, Baldy. Not quite the NFL, but you step in into the NFL.
Hey, look, whether you're in Tampa and you're seeing the 49ers and the Buccaneers and, you know, the Buccaneers got a couple world championships to their name, or you're in Columbia up there in the Bronx. Who cares? Let's get the fans excited about it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Boldy, around here, we might be more excited about Columbia than the Jets and the Giants. I mean, they stink. All right, next time we have you, we'll go more around the league. We got a big Thursday night game. Looking forward to that with the Washington Commanders and the Eagles. So there's that. You know, you get the Bills and Chiefs coming up. But next week, we'll talk more around the league, Boldy. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You bet. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, brother.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. I mean, we're just trying to put a wrap. You got
real fast. Yeah. What were the years that you did the Columbia with Jerry?
Jeez.
I just want to see the records.
2010.
All right, 2010. All right, not bad, but, you know, 4-6.
They had
Norris Wilson, the coach.
Yes,
that sound right?
Norris Wilson, yes.
Norris, pardon me. So 4-6.
He might have gotten fired the year after that. I did it like
Pete Mangorian came in,
and that's where it got bad. Pete Mangorian was a former offensive coordinator under Dan Reeves with the Falcons. He was in the NFL. He was with the Patriots for a while.
Oh, you must have talked to Zero about those old Falcon teams.
Yeah, I did. But he was the guy that wanted to, because during one of the games they were getting blown out, like, I'm telling you the truth, like 60-0 at halftime.
Oh, God.
And Jerry and I were like, we weren't really ripping the team, but we're like, what are we going to talk about? The next week in our meeting with the coach, he's like, he on like the tape, he had an issue with something that I said during the game. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say this because back, you know, it was a long time ago. I wasn't as confident
Plus
as I am
you're
now.
Working for the team. Yeah, but, right. It's an interesting spot. I got you. What do you say?
I'm thinking to myself, Pete, like, you're worried about what I'm saying on a broadcast that only Columbia alum is listening to.
Yeah, parents.
About your team that's getting pasted by 70 points. You're worried about what I'm saying? It had, like, maybe you aren't the right guy for the job. Then he got fired. They went through a couple of winless years.
Well, Pete Mangorian, he started 3-7, right, after Norris Wilson was 1-9. Yeah. Then he went 3-7. Then he went 0-10. Then he went 0-10. And then Al Bagnoli.
Yeah, Al's a legendary Ivy League coach.
Got a long run. Had a couple. Had an 8-win season back in 2017. 6-4 in 2018.
Yeah, was about out by then,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, but boy, you had a couple donuts for him. I don't know. Sal didn't exactly bring the mojo for the Lions. I think it's your fault.
Compare that to some of the Jets and Giants records over this last decade. All right.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.